John, can I just say that was a game plan excellently executed today?
Yeah, to be fair, the lads stuck to the task. We knew it was difficult and we defended our box for long periods of time, but I thought our shape was good. You know, the plan of attack was to play on the counter, and I thought the lads did that extremely well.
Well, yeah, it certainly paid off with both of the goals. He's got pace to burn, that Daniel Udo, hasn't he?
He is, and, you know, the plan was to fetch both the centre-halves out. They're absolutely immense in the air, and we thought if we could get them out up to the halfway line and play around them, we'd have half a chance.
And we did say before the game, it is the cliche that form goes out the window in a derby, but how much of a boost is it to you?
Yeah, massive, absolute massive boost, and you know, that proved right, form did go out the window. But, you know, Stourbridge has still played extremely well, peppered our box, and I thought the lads, you know, they really stood up strong to it.
Because what did you say to your lads at half-time? Because especially after, you know, last season's encounter when you were 2-0 up in that one as well.
Well, the half-time team talk was mainly about discipline and keeping ball side, you know, not giving silly fouls away, which we did too many, and that, you know, a foul from Acer Charlton led to Stourbridge's goal. But, you know, it was just keep discipline and keep doing the same things as the first half.
And it showed how hard the team worked. I think Dominic Smith had a bit of cramp towards the end, looked like cramp anyway, and Dan Platt as well made some crucial saves at times in the second half.
Yeah, he did, and that's, you know, that's credit to the lads, how much effort they put in. The couple have got cramp, and, you know, and fair play to Dan Platt. He's been an unsung hero of late. He's pulled off some great saves, to be fair.
And I'd say, how great was it? 2,300 fans here in total today, and the blue half of those fans are going home happy.
Well, it's brilliant. It's brilliant for them. If I'm being honest with you, I wouldn't have minded that going into our zone's coffers. You know, it's not like Stourbridge are struggling and we are. So, but yeah, fantastic for everybody who turned up, and a good spectacle, and good, well done to the Stourbridge supporters. They, you know, they turned it into a real derby atmosphere.
And hopefully the season for you guys starts now.
Yeah, you know, a good point at Barwell last week on Tuesday, and they've gone and beat Shore Lane Aquaforce today, who haven't lost for ages. So, you know, that's 4 points in two very difficult away games. So we'll take that, and hopefully we can climb off that bottom now. Thanks very much.
John, could you see that performance changing after that Barwell performance on Tuesday?
I thought we'd do okay today. I thought as long as we kept our discipline and we kept them, you know, we kind of looked after Tonksy's throwers. You know, it's an absolute massive threat. But we not ahead of ourselves, but we was quietly confident today.
How much homework do you have to put into a game like this? Because it's a bit different to the norm, isn't it?
Yeah, massive. You have to put, I mean, you know, I've stood in the dugout and I'm knackered. You know what I mean? So God knows what the players are like.
Well, onwards and upwards, you're off the bottom of the table. You've got the momentum that you need.
Yeah, hopefully another tough one on Tuesday night. They don't, I mean, our last four games, Barwell, Stourbridge, Ensford, Altrincham, I mean, it doesn't get no tougher. Do you know, we've got to take one game at a time and hopefully build on Barwell and this result today.